You are listening to the podcast, episode 445.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
We'll be right back.
That was the Artisan Beats with their track Finally Find. We played their track Snowplow on episode 413 in June, and also True Moment on last week's show, but this track was released as a single in November of 2016. The band is from Russia, and you can find out more information about them over at artisansbeats.com. So, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 445. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the show this week. On this week's show, we do have our usual mix of Creative Commons music, and we have a couple of things to talk about, one of which should be no surprise. Yes, more about that in a bit. Caroline is not joining us this evening. She's not feeling too well at all, bless her cottons, so she has gone to bed. So I'm afraid it's just me. And because it's just me, this might be a slightly shorter show than usual. But we do have the usual quality and rather awesome music to play for you. And we're going to crack on with that now. This is Caroline's first choice. This is The Moose with Let's Get Out.
You caught my eye like the brightest light, a twister in my mind. It's something new, it's something real that I never thought I'd find. It's like beauty's written across your face or the beating of my heart. And it feels like everything's in place, like I found my missing part. Say the word, I'll be there for as long as we stand. We'll be together. Goes along like two and two. Say the word, I'll be there for as long as we stand. We'll be together. I will find you in the crowd. We can do anything you wanna do as we're walking in the sun along the avenue.
Ikum Sikum.
Tadamagush.
Shuben Akadi.
Quispamsis.
Pokemush.
Skookamachuk.
Waikagama.
Tabansitak.
Homalko.
Wasutna.
Maramashi.
Mamali and Kuala. Kwikwasutunak.
And these are all clearly places that us Canadians have not stolen.
And that Carolyn likely couldn't pronounce.
And I'm Chris.
This is John.
And you're listening to the Bugcast.
Will you follow me down? Yeah. it on your face. Look good despite your age. A lover's kiss, beware. You'll never find me there. It's not you, it's not me. It's all we believe in old dreams like I do. We could too. Will you follow me down to the same old streets we knew? Will you welcome me back to the same outside of you, lost outside of you. I see it in your eyes. Never tell a lie. There's no trading in a smile you can't pretend. It's not true, it's not me. It's all we ever wanted but could not be. So you still believe that old dreams can come true. We come too. Will you welcome me back to the same old things we do? 'Cause there's no time. Once we've seen what time will do, lost outside of you, lost outside of you, lost outside.
That was Brady Harris with his track Welcome Me Back. Now, ignore the fact that Harris's voice bears comparisons with the likes of John Lennon. Ignore the fact that he creates a beguiling brand of alt power country pop, something like Peter Brunton massaging even Big Star. Ignore the fact that Harris can take on Joe Panisse in his own backyard and win. Ignore these words. Let your ears do the judging, and you're left wondering where this California-dwelling Texas has been hiding all of your life. Now, that was taken directly from his biography. But we have played Brady before. We played his track North Hollywood... I can't speak this evening. North Hollywood Skyline on episode 234, way back in October 2012. But this track was taken from his latest EP, Ukulele Days, which was released last year. He's from Los Angeles, as I mentioned, and you can find out more about him over at bradyharris.com. Before that, you heard The Moose with Let's Get Out. Now, I don't have much information about this artist because they are pretty new on Jamendo. They are described as Scandinavian sound, whatever that means. But they are also from Sweden. If you want to find out more, they have a Jamendo profile, which we'll put the link to over in our show notes at thepodcast.org. So, there you go. So then, the big news of the day of a generation, really, is that Donald Trump the businessman, has been elected as the President of the United States. Now, this has been met with very, very mixed feelings throughout the world, certainly amongst my group of colleagues. We were discussing it today about whether it's a good or a bad thing, having conversations in our Telegram chat room earlier on today, having some very mixed and quite varied opinions on whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. Personally, I don't know, if I'm being brutally honest. I don't think he's particularly... yes, emotive is a very good word. Thank you for that one, John. Very emotive. I don't think this is necessarily going to be a good thing, but, you know, time will tell. They say that a politician will either make or break themselves in the first 100 days in power. So we shall see. It'll be very interesting to see. However, it did prompt me to ask for a jingle, and Yannick very kindly came up with this.
The Bugcast, a ray of light amidst the darkness of modern day reality.
Which I thought was utterly awesome. So thank you very much indeed, Yannick, for putting that one together. Let's have a quick look in our chat room and see who's listening to us live over at thebugcast.org/live. We have got Alex T, Chocolom, Gregorius WSV, Gregorius WVP, Ian2773, JB John, K5 Tux, Laney, Shy Mega, Vinci V, and Yannick. So thank you very much indeed to you guys for being here, particularly keeping me occupied and companionated. Is that the word? Company, keeping me company whilst Caroline is absent from the show this week. And also, I do want to remind people, we do have a Telegram group over at thebugcast.org/chat, which you are more than welcome to come and join us. We're quite active on there during the week. It's not just Friday nights when we kind of all get together and have a yarn. So yeah, it'd be good to see you over there. If you're on Telegram, then there's literally just go to that URL. If you're not on Telegram already, you will need to sign up. But it's a fairly, painless experience in doing so. Telegram is, I would say, it's kind of like WhatsApp, but better. Yes, that's my personal opinion. Anyway, let's crack on with the music. This is Daryl and Georgia with We're All One.
Yeah. You're listening to The Bugcast, part of the Other Side Podcast Network. Don't touch that dial. Wait a minute. I don't have a dial. I've not had a dial in years.
Tick.
That was Mickey Blue with his track Picture Perfect. We played his single Give Yourself Away on episode 430 back in October, but this track was taken from his debut EP, which was actually released in September of last year, entitled A Man in Love. He's from Toronto in Ontario, Canada, and you can find out more about him over at his website, mickeyblueofficial.com. And I suddenly have this desire to go and watch Mickey Blue Eyes again for some inexplicable reason. I'm sure there is a reason. And before that, you heard Daryl and Georgia with their track We're All One. Having earned a great response from the BBC on their single We're All One, both Daryl and Georgia are phenomenal young artists who are about to release a four-track EP named after their track We're All One. The EP has relentless catchy melodies with quirky lyrics that are moving and inspirational. Apart from being able to have lyrical movement, the instrumentation is nothing but pure clever. Together, this EP is set to be one of the most musically inclined pop collections from either of the two artists. They are from the UK. I do not know where, because I have not been told, but you can find out more information over on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Daryl and Georgia Official. Awesome. Right, I've got a couple of news stories here I just want to quickly cover over, and they both fall under the heading of humorous, but not. The first one is the news that Fox in the US, Fox News, have hired a new political commentator by the name of Nigel Farage. Now, people in the UK will know doubtlessly who Nigel Farage is. Those in the US will know him as Trump's Klingon. Basically, he was used to be the leader of the UK Independence Party here in the UK. He resigned from the post three times, don't ask. And he's kind of, I think he's lost a lot of what little credibility he did have. He lost a lot of that by effectively buddying up with Donald Trump during his campaign. So, it'll be interesting to see how he's able to provide political analysis and do it in an impartial manner when he's actually been part of the political arena himself. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. So we'll keep an eye on that one, and I think time's going to tell. The other piece of news is that the James Paget University Hospital in Norfolk, on the eastern side of England, have had to apply for a court order to remove a patient who has occupied a bed, in quotes, unnecessarily, close quotes, for over 2 years. Apparently, the hospital had discharged or deemed him fit for discharge and had offered him appropriate accommodation. However, he had basically refused to leave. I'm just trying to see. I've got nothing really on here that identifies why he's been sat there or using that bed for so long and blocking the bed for use. The thing that gets me about it, as humorous as this is, why on earth should a hospital have to apply for a court order to, I can't even believe they're using the word evict, somebody from their wards, taking up a bed unnecessarily, potentially illegally, when it's, you know, the hospital belongs to the NHS, it's their property, the occupant of the bed had no actual right to be there. If he'd been discharged by the hospital, he had no right to be there. So it kind of gets me that the NHS Trust themselves didn't have the authority or even the legal standing to remove this bed blocker from their hospital without the use of the legal system. That just, it just sounds totally and utterly wrong to me. I don't know. And I've just been reminded of a news story that I saw earlier on today. Comes under the heading of "You couldn't make it up." Now, in Bristol, there's a chap by the name of Judah Adunbi, and he is a prominent member of the Afro-Caribbean community, whose primary role, he's 63 years old, but his primary role is acting as, what's the word I've got for him? But basically he tries to make sure that the relations between the police and the black community is smooth. All right, so bear that in mind. The police tasered him. Now, the circumstances surrounding this is he was approached by police outside his own home. The police said to him, "What is your name?" Mr. Adunbi refused to give his name, and there was a dispute, in quotes, and he was then tasered by the police, who tried to arrest him. Now, the issue here, obviously the very unfunny but slightly humorous side of things, is that this is a man who has dedicated himself to smoothing relations between the black community and the police, who just got tasered by the police, A, for no reason. All right? He was asked his name. He refused to give his name. Fair enough. And then was tasered. Had the police gone up to him and said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And actually gone up and started a conversation with him, then he said himself, he may have been a lot more accommodating. Secondly, it was actually an error by the police, because they thought it was a man they wanted to speak to. They thought he was on their wanted list. But how do you make that mistake? And if you're going to make that mistake, that is totally the wrong circumstances in which to make that mistake. If you're basically if by accident you're going to taser anybody, you don't taser the person that's trying to smooth relations between the police and a local community. It's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Yeah, and no, how do you taser somebody in the face? Surely that's not protocol. Meh. Moving on. This is Anastasia with Pitbull.
On déambule dans les rues, en dévisageant les passants avec mon pitbull, avec mon pitbull. On mange des frites au ketchup, c'est bizarre, on ne paye jamais avec mon pitbull, avec mon pitbull. Je l'appelle Minou, Minou. Il me fait des câlins, il me lèche souvent la main, la main, la main, la main, la main. Mon pitbull et moi aussi, on est tatoués sur l'oreille. Oh, 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 ce n'est pourtant pas contagieux, non. Mais ça fait fuir les badauds. Oh, oh, oh.
Les enfants, on court après en rigolant avec mon pitbull, avec mon pitbull. Il est gentil, toutou, mon pitbull. Je l'appelle Minou,
Minou.
Il me fait des câlins, il me lèche souvent la main,
la main, la main, la main, la main.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Yesterday, you said that you were mine. We lit the fire, calling the message.
My dreams are calling me.
I kissed a girl exactly middle of the panties, and I kissed a girl who saw me popping.
The Bookcast, baby!
Search for the light.
That was Matt Confusion with Pride. Matt Confusion is a guitarist, singer, songwriter, lo-fi blues solo guy playing songs in the night. We played his track A Million Tunes on episode 433 back in October, and this was another track taken from Matt's album Else, which is released in the same month. He is from Monza in Italy, and you can find out more over at his website, mattconfusion.flavors.me. And that's Flavors spelt the American way, without a U. Before that, you heard Anastasia with Pitbull. And this is another new artist to Jamendo. She's a French singer, and it's taken from her first album, Poupée Russe. Whatever that means, which is released in 2016. You can find out more over at her Jamendo profile, which you will find in our show notes over at thebugcast.org. That was quite a pretty song, actually. I enjoyed that. Even Yannick perked up and said, "Oh, French track." Excellent. Right, so that was the penultimate pair of tracks, which means next week, the Bugcast... Oh, apparently, Poupée Russe means... or Rus means Russian dolls. There you go. Next week, the Bugcast episode 446 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 27th of January at 9:30 PM UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, leave us some feedback. Our email address is feedback@thebugcast.org. Now, this is usually the time where I would have a moan that nobody's submitted any tracks to us for our episode 450 listeners' choice. We have 8 tracks in the queue at the moment. If you want to submit a track for episode 450, so this will be your favourite track or tracks from episode 403 onwards. All right, so that's from the end of the last set of anthology shows we did, roughly this time last year, up to the present day. Then go to thebugcast.org/choice, and there's a form on there you can fill out to give us the details of the tracks that you want to submit to this special. Now, I have said there's no limit this year on how many tracks you can submit, but I don't know. Be sensible about it, all right? I know one person has submitted 4 tracks. That's fine. But if too many people do that, we're going to end up with a show that's going to be like 2-3 hours long. So get in there quickly, get your tracks submitted, and then we'll work out what we want to do from there. Okay, thebugcast.org/choice. Again, don't forget, we have a Telegram group. You can come and talk to us during the week over at thebugcast.org/chat. And why not... follow us on Twitter, thebugcast.org/Twitter, for more information about that. So we can leave you with our last track of the show. And this is from a Ukrainian artist called Duality. Now, they are a modern metal... No, they're not. They're called After Moon. I apologise. They're a modern metal band from Kiev. Formed in 2012, the band has played more than 50 concerts in different cities across Ukraine and released a few singles and signed a contract with an Italian label. And in 2016, they released a full-length album entitled Phase One. In the music, the guys from After Moon use techniques and tricks from a variety of genres like metal, rock, pop and alternative. The main features of the sound of the band is a strong and powerful rhythm section, groove guitar, melodic keyboards, and haunting female vocals. Absolutely the kind of thing, to me, that makes a good band. If you want to find out more, you can find them at aftermoonband.com. So we shall leave you with this. This is Aftermoon with their track, Duality. And we'll catch you next week. See ya.
Look in the world and you will see the eyes of your lovers, friends, enemies. Look in the world and you will see the eyes of your lovers, friends, enemies.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline along with the other listeners in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.
You.